This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, February 27th. We have the cattle markets, an interesting day yesterday as we saw the stock market continue on down, more of a choppy type of trade, but it was lower on the day. But the feeder cattle market was the one in particular that seemed to really just brush it off. We traded an inside day higher pretty much throughout the session. We did see some selling late on the back months. But it was definitely a bull spread type of action, which was just the opposite of what we saw in the live cattle trade, where it was more of a bear spread action. There too, most of the day was quiet, but late in the session, live cattle started to see some selling, which took the front months down about a buck, and the back months actually were higher slightly. So clear bear spread activity going on in live cattle. Again, just the opposite of feeders. Markets obviously looking at coronavirus and the shutting down of supply lines and the likelihood that China's going to be pretty slow buying, as we just don't seem to have any confidence that we've got this coronavirus under control. China's having trouble offloading ships that are already at port. You know, it's unlikely that they're going to be aggressively buying product if they don't have some confidence that there's even a place to put it. The phase one signing of the agreement, after that was done, China announced that this coming Tuesday would be when they would allow or accept tariff-free license requests from their domestic buyers for imports. And that, you know, it's been long awaited to be kind of a resurgence in Chinese demand. Well, that really is you just can't rely on that at this point. And so the market now is looking at a situation where we knew that we were going to have a notable increase in beef production. We knew weights were going up, numbers were going up, but we were expecting we'd be able to offload that to China. I just don't see that that's going to happen, at least in the short term. Pork supplies, of course, are ballooning as well. You know, production's up 6.5% over last year. That was expected to head to China too. And so I would expect that cold storage will balloon at this point, and that's going to be difficult to manage, that kind of supply, and it's going to have to get dumped on the domestic market. And at the same time, you know, if we have cases showing up here in the U.S., customer, you know, restaurant traffic is going to be down to a standstill. We're just not going to be selling. Even fast food is not going to be, I think people are just going to stay home. So, you know, fast food probably would be the go-to thing if you have to eat out, but it's certainly going to be a big hit to beef consumption. In the meantime, we do see the cash trade starting to slip as well. Fed trade looks like several tens of thousands traded around 115, which is down 4 from last week. Dress trade around 186 is also down 4. Box beef values were lower yesterday. Choice down 113 at 206. Select down 130 at 199. The spread was up 17 cents at 774. Movement 164 loads. So that spread, which touched almost even money again here last week, now we've popped back up. With a drop in beef consumption and demand, and also with Brazil finding some coronavirus, it's unlikely that you're going to see that kind of select beef and lower end cuts heading over to China, and that's going to swell world supplies and back up into the pipeline and allow more beef to come into the United States, where, you know, that had been what was supporting the box beef valuations for the most part, was the 90% trimmings. Well, again, you know, if China's not buying anything, that's going to back up supplies in those major exporters: Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Argentina. And I think that's what's buckling the select box beef values. Export sales this morning were a little on the light side at 13,900 tons. Japan took 5,300, South Korea 2,100, Mexico took 1,600. Pork export sales still showing a pretty solid number at 38,900. Mexico took 11,800 of that. South Korea took 8,800, China took 7,200. So they are still buying the pork, but again, you know, you never can really fully trust China. They could just as quickly cancel out those sales, especially if they don't feel that they have a place to put it or even offload it. So these are all the things just weighing on the meat space in general, but in cattle in particular, where we see production really ramping up and we just don't have a place to put it. So unfortunately, we don't really know where this is going to end. Downside technical targets, the first target was met yesterday. And for the most part on the live cattle feeders, we're still a couple dollars away from that. So with it, you know, this morning we are gapping higher. I'm doing this podcast after the market is open. The market gap below that support. So now we're looking at the more extreme downside target, which on the April takes you to right at that 104.5 to 105 level. That's still quite a bit down to go. But you know, every few years we see this kind of price action in cattle where it's just a massive cleansing. And then you get a snapback, which usually takes you back to the breakout points. So I would look for the markets to get down on the front month April lives. I would look for the 105 area. Now, 110, 109 is the old contract low. Maybe that'll hold it. We'll see. But if you get some acceleration to the downside and you get locked limit, that's going to be tough to do. And then you'll have expanded limit. So we'll just have to see how today shakes out. But I'm looking for probably that 105 level on April live cattle to be our target, and then we'll snap back, come back up to the breakout, which was the swing low from early February, and it's also the top of the gap. So it takes you back up to the 116 area, roughly, on the April live cattle. Then at that point, I think we're headed south again into the summer, which would come back and retest these lows. So as we speak right now, the washout that we're getting in cattle, wherever that bottoms out, expect a snapback on that. That will last about as many days as the washout did. Then you look for the selling to resume into the summer months to retest these lows. And then that will be major bottoms, because we were looking for this summer to be long-term cycle lows anyway. So I think wherever this shakes out, whether it's today, tomorrow, Monday, my guess is it'll be Monday, that will be a significant low that the market will come back down and retest when it forms its longer term cycle lows, most likely this summer. Because it's unlikely you're going to get this coronavirus under control before summer, or at least have a vaccine for it. And so you're backing up a lot of supply. We've already got supplies increasing. You've already got herd reduction going on. More heifers and cows coming into the market. You have a lot of bearish activity going on. We kind of knew all this 2 months ago, but the market was holding together very well. Cash markets were doing great. And then all of a sudden, things start to buckle, and you just cannot regain the upper momentum. So now you're in that blowout type of phase. So wherever this flushes out, and again, it's probably going to be next week, early next week, that should be a significant bottom. But I do think it will be retested in summer. So it's not a pretty picture, but this is the process I think that we're going to do. It's not going to be a slow grind your way down until we get into until we get the snap back up, then it will be. But right now it's a tear your head off type of trade. So now in feeder cattle, the downside targets initially are on the Aprils around 128. And that would equate to the target that was blown through in the live cattle trade. So we can see that, number one, feeder cattle were in a stronger position to start with. They had a better demand base. And I think with grazing conditions looking good this spring, that will continue to be the case. But you're still getting the washout trade in feeders. But the initial target there for the April feeders are at 128, which coincides, it's a projection down, and it's also the old contract low from August and September. So there's decent reason to think that feeders will catch there. If they don't, and if you really get some acceleration to the downside, then your downside target becomes right at the 121 level. And that's another, you know, significant leg down. So I would look for 128 to start with. If we see some sort of consolidation there, some sort of stabilizing, then that would be where feeders likely would find their lows. The back months aren't quite as deep on the feeders, but the front month April does take you down to those levels. So we'll just have to see where things shake out. It's expected to be a pretty rough day. The Dow's already down several hundred points. Doesn't seem to be much enthusiasm to be buying any of these markets at the moment. And of course, tomorrow's first notice day in the grain. So you just have this kind of risk off bearish attitude kind of permeating a lot of the markets. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.